This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
When kids are out of school for the summer, they spend more time at home and more time eating there. For low-income families, that is a significant added expense. Well, this summer, millions of low-income American families will get extra help with their food bills. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has a new summer EBT program. In 35 states, all five U.S. territories, and four tribal nations have opted into it. It'll give families that already qualify for free or reduced price lunch during the school year $40 a month per eligible child to spend at the grocery store. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
The USDA tested this program during the pandemic, and it found that grocery assistance filled gaps left by its existing summer food service program, which requires kids to physically show up somewhere at a specific time and eat their lunch on site.
It's always reached only a fraction of the kids who rely on free and reduced price school meals,
says Crystal Fitzsimon with the Food Research and Action Center.
Depending on the summer, it's 1 in 6 or 1 in 7.
Because of transportation issues, distance to the meal location, working parents' busy schedules.
Not to mention any, you know, potential stigma associated with it.
Emily Gutierrez with the Urban Institute says summer EBT gives families flexibility to buy their preferred foods. Plus, those families are probably already going to the grocery store,
as opposed to having to make another trip.
But with grocery prices high and still rising, per Thursday's CPI report, Gutierrez says that extra $40 per month per kid only goes so far. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.